Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tesvav and Masechtas Bechayrus. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Bali Mumin Sheniftu, the different halachas of animals that developed a permanent blemish and were redeemed. This depends on several factors, including Kedushas Haguf, whether it happened after they were sanctified and so they have physical sanctity, or Kedushas Damim, whether this happened before they were sanctified and they only have monetary sanctity. I'abriv v'isyalad, whether they conceived and gave birth before or after they were redeemed. The Mishnah discusses Bechayru Umatamis, whether their firstborn offspring are sanctified as Bechayrim, and whether one must give the designated portions to the Kain. Giza Avoida, whether they may be shorn or worked, Vlad and Vechelban, whether their offspring and their milk are permitted, and Oisiv es Benoi, the prohibition against slaughtering a parent and its offspring on the same day. Lachidun Leklavim, feeding it to dogs after redemption. Vladis, whether the offspring of an animal with Kedushas Haguf, Kachi li Karev, can be brought as Karbanis, or Kachi li Re'ia, they're only sanctified insofar that they can only be redeemed after developing a blemish. Or Kainsin li Kipa Vein Mason, we confine them and allow them to die on their own. Matfisin l'shem Oisiv Zevach, before redeeming the mother, one can designate their fetus for the same type of carbon as the mother, and they are then redeemed separately after they develop a blemish.